We got Becky on the phone from the Coffeyville Animal Shelter. How are you this morning, young lady?
I am fine. Good morning to you, and it's nice to visit with you for the first time.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, this will be a regular occurrence here. You're going to tell us all about the doggies and the kitties at the shelter. What do you want to start with? How many kitties you got right now?
Well, you know, we only have two, which is just very, very unusual. Usually we have more kitties and cats than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah, you had one last week. You had one last week, so you've doubled the population since we've spoken.
We've doubled. Well, not only that, we had a mama kitty that was brought in, and shortly after her arrival, she presented us with a litter.
So congratulations.
They have a litter of kittens, but they are very, very young, so they're not available.
Yeah, they got to go when they're like, they got to get about 8 weeks old before they can go to new homes. Yeah. So tell us about the kitties.
Bless your heart, you know, good place to be if you're out and about and you're about to deliver. Being at the shelter has been a good thing for her. But last week, Brad presented the animal, so I'm not sure which cat he talked about, but must have been Presley, because Presley is our black female. About 3 years old. She's just a love bug of a kitty. And she likes to even pet herself by rubbing against the cage. You know how they love
to pet themselves.
Oh, yeah. She's a sweetheart.
I love this cage. I love it so much.
Yes. Those cats are really funny. You walk in the little kitten and puppy room, and the paws come out, and they smack you like, hey, look at me.
Give exactly,
me
yeah.
And, you know, they're fun. I enjoy the cats and the kittens. The other one that he's got is Grinch, and Grinch is a black male, and he's around a year old, and he's very sweet, very playful, very young, so, you know, he makes someone a lovely cat to either come home and learn the do's and don'ts of being an inside kitty or whatever. But those are the only two kitties that Brad listed, but we are always in need of kitty litter while we're speaking about the cats and the kittens. That is an ongoing thing that we always enjoy when people bring out bags of the kitty litter, and we like just the cheap kind that comes in a red bag at Walmart, and that is just perfect for us. So I will mention that while I'm talking about the cats, and everyone needs to keep their ears and eyes open for this litter that's arrived, and we'll have fresh new little kittens.
But, well, there you go.
You know.
And you know,
there's the good and the bad on that, as you know. Our goal is to get all these animals spayed and neutered so we don't have unwanted litters.
That is true. You know, if you're making donations to the shelter, I mean, in addition to kitty litter, I might recommend toys, too. You know, maybe a little catnip mouse or something, because they love to throw those little mice around.
They do. And they the little plastic balls that come in a package, oh, my gosh, they love those.
Mm-hmm.
Go through the washing machine, and we do provide them with. Everyone needs to realize that they do have toys in their cages that is keeps them. You know, the feather on the string, they love that. You hook it up, and then they, you know, flap the feather around. That's another. And we give them treats too. There's little kitten treats out there so they're treated as best we can, just like our little four-legged dog friends are. So that's the kitten and cat collection. We have puppies. We have more puppies. Oh, my gosh, we have puppies.
Love the puppies.
Yeah, it's that time of year. You know, we start, this is when it all begins,
mm-hmm.
the puppies and the kittens coming in. The puppies that we have available, Brad is going to get on Facebook probably, he said, tomorrow. He was hoping to get it done yesterday, but very busy. One thing about the shelter, it's kind of like working with children. It's a new day.
Mm-hmm.
You never know how the day is going to go. And he just didn't have time to get them posted. So if someone is thinking about adding a new little puppy to their life, we've got some gorgeous ones out there, just cute as they can be. Puppies are lots of fun. They're lots of work. But sometimes people enjoy starting off with that very young little animal to make them their own. I'll go ahead with the big dogs.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you ready? Okay.
Yes, you
all
go
right.
Right ahead.
All right. Well, all right. We have got Ducky. Ducky is a name very familiar to all of our people that listen. And now that you're new to the community, you will be amazed at the number of people that are going to walk up to you and talk about the animal shelter and how much they enjoy the Thursday morning and listening about all the animals out there. So I know people will hear Ducky's name and think, gosh, he needs to find a home. A while back, we had take a dog on a date night, and people volunteered to take some of the dogs out of the shelter, and they took them out for hamburgers and French fries.
Aww.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun. We got a lot of great publicity about it. The adoptions weren't as high as we had hoped, but it doesn't matter. They were able to go out and socialize. Well, Ducky was one of those dogs that was selected, and she is a sweetheart of a dog. She's still with us. She wasn't adopted. She is probably a Basset Hound Dachshund mix, so she's kind of long, but she's stocky, and she's a beautiful beige color, just kind of a unique color. She's about 2 years old. She gets along great with other dogs and people, and see, to me, that's such a nice thing, because if you have one pet and you introduce another one, that's always a great thing that you don't have to worry about Ducky not getting along. But Ducky is the one that got into the hamburger and the Dr. Pepper and helped herself to the Dr. Pepper.
But girl knows what she likes. What can I say? Girl knows what she likes.
That's right. Yeah. By golly. And she went for it. And she was very well behaved, they said. She liked to roll over and get her tummy rubbed. And so we'd sure like to see Ducky find a home, because just getting out of the shelter and seeing her true personality should help.
A Basset Hound Dachshund mix. I'm trying to picture that, because a Basset Hound has little legs anyway, and a Dachshund's got tiny little legs. Does this dog have any legs at all?
Not much. She's short. She's short and long, but she's not the length of a Basset. That she's just got that long body. But she's so well behaved. I mean, she has been with us a long time, and even though we treat these dogs probably better than some of them have ever known, shelter life is not what you want for these dogs. You want them to have that companionship of a family.
Mm-hmm.
But she is a super girl, and I just know the right person one of these days is going to take her home and make her forever theirs.
How old of a girl is she?
About 2 years old.
Okay, is she house trained?
Well, you know, see, it's kind of hard to say, because in the shelter, they don't get to go out like if she were
at home,
you take her right out. And so they do have accidents.
Oh, sure.
And so I would, you know, hate to say she is. Now, there are some dogs out there that absolutely will keep their legs crossed until you get them outside.
Mm-hmm,
they don't want to soil their kennel.
Well, tell us about these other dogs then.
Okay, I'm sorry, what?
Tell us about these other dogs then.
No, we got stuck on Ducky, didn't we? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We also have Troop. He is a neutered male, gray and white in color. He's a darling of a dog. He gets kind of excited, and that's kind of goofy. And he's a pity mix, about two. Coop is a year-old male, black with a white touch on his chest. He's very laid back compared to the other dogs. And by that, we mean, you know, when it's feeding time or someone comes through, everybody gets up and they're jumping and they're barking. He just sits there very politely and waits for his turn.
Aww.
So that's a great, great thing to have.
What a gentleman.
He's just a gentleman. That's exactly right. And Bella is gorgeous, about 10 months old, black with some goldish streaks going throughout her coat. She has put on quite a bit of weight since we had her. She came in, you know, very thin, but now she's just almost on the other side of it. So she's about 40 pounds. She just needs someone to take her home and walk her and exercise. That's
right.
What she needs. Yogi is 11 months old, 90 pounds, big boy. He's white and beige, super friendly, very tall, great personality, and he's one of our favorites also. Olivia is an Aussie mix, gray, brown, white, and black, very sweet, about a year and a half old. Don't have a lot of information about Olivia. Dandy is sweet, sweet senior girl. Now, she is old, but sometimes this is the perfect, that's what a lot of people think, you know, maybe they're too old. We've got some people that will look for these senior dogs just to make those last few years worthwhile, and she's very well behaved. She's very sweet, and we're sure hoping someone will help. I mean, she's about 12 to 14 years old, has a little bit of arthritis, and but she seems to be housebroken. You asked that question.
Yeah.
Because we kind of let her kind of run the shelter because of her age, and she does a good job of going outside and taking care of her business. So Shelby is also sweet spayed. Now, with the animals that are already spayed, if you come out and want to adopt that animal, you can take them home that day because they're fixed. They're ready to go home. So she would be one of those, Shelby. And she's a hound, black and tan in color, about 60 pounds. She knows to sit, stay. Very heavy breather when she's excited, but very endearing too.
Well, who's not, you know?
She might even snore. We're not sure about that one, but we've not been in the evening with her. But And then the last one on our list that is very, very sweet, and this is Patrick. He's a neutered healer pointer mix, high energy, of course, because just listen to the breed. All he needs is a big old yard and someone to play with him, someone to walk, and he does great with the other dogs at the shelter. So Patrick is a jewel. He just needs to find that person. We've changed our hours a little bit. We are usually there from like 2 to 4 during the week, close on Mondays, and then on the weekends it's 1 to 4. But I want everyone to know that anytime they want to come out, and if they tap on the door, and maybe there's an animal they've seen on Facebook or they've heard us talk about, we will make arrangements for you to see that animal, because that's our goal,
is right,
to see animals placed. So usually those are the hours. Then our phone number, we've come up with a different phone number. We have the same problem you guys have with your phone. It drops calls, and, oh, it's so aggravating.
Yes, it is.
And we came up with, and it seems rude, too, but
yeah,
it's not really our fault, yes. But the phone is 620-309-4155. You can call that number or text. We also have a Facebook page, and it is CFA, Hospital Friends of Animals. And if you click on to our Facebook page, go to Messenger, you can leave a message there. You can see the lovely animals that we have available. Better yet, come out to the shelter, make that eye contact, and even if it's just a volunteer for an afternoon, we're always happy to have people to come out and volunteer and see us. We are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant on the way to South Coffeyville. And we just, again, we had a plea, and I think we talked about this, but this is how good this community is to us. We became very low on dry dog food, and Brad put a message out on Facebook, you know, we received over 2,500 pounds of dog food in the next
Wow.
year.
Yeah.
They support us, and we appreciate it. We do our very best to adopt out healthy, happy animals, and I think that's our reputation. There are two events coming up I want to talk about real fast. They're having that on April the 30th, the Union Pacific Park ribbon cutting is going to be going on downtown. We're going to be there from 11 to 3. We're going to bring a few of the dogs that we feel like can handle the kind of stress of being out of the shelter and people. We're also going to be serving hot dogs. We thought that was very appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be, we're just asking for a reasonable donation if someone wants to. If not, they're just hungry, well, we'll give them a hot dog and no questions asked. And then on May 14th, we have a local photographer who's going to come out to the shelter and take family pet pictures. And the proceeds, the donations that you make, the proceeds go to the shelter. So there again, that just shows how we are supported, and we appreciate all the donations. And come out and get involved. I've heard you talk about your cat, so I know you're an animal lover.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite stories is we got Monty's been with us coming up on 4 years now, and mm-hmm. he picked us. We went to the shelter in North Myrtle Beach, just wanted to get a cat, right? And we're walking down mm-hmm. the aisle between the cages, and next thing I know, I realize a little claw has grasped my sleeve. And I turn around and I see this 8-week-old black cat. He's still got like little blue eyes in his head. And he's just like giving me this, "You need look no further, sir. You have been chosen." And it was like, okay, yeah, he's coming home. And he's love of our life. And now we've got a 9-year-old older girl with us too. She's a tortoise shell. So you know how much fun that can be.
Yes. Very vocal.
Oh, yeah.
Very vocal.
Yeah. She thinks she's the only cat in the world.
Yes.
And everybody else must just give way to her. Well,
Their personalities are really unique, and I've always had more dogs than cats. I've always had them both, but I just enjoy them, just how different that they are.
Right. And Monty is all boy through and through. He's mischievous. Mm-hmm. He likes to just do things he knows he's not supposed to, but not really bad. You know, he likes to get on the tables and knock things to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Henley is more of the, she's the queen. She'll lay curled up on the bed, and you may pet her if you wish. All right, Becky.
That sounds so typical. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much for being with us today. And is there a phone number folks can call?
They can call us and come out at 620-309-4155 and call or text and visit us on Facebook and see some of the lovely animals. We We have several rescue groups throughout our community and through our state that have taken some of the dogs, our larger dogs particularly. We have more large dogs than anything, and those are the ones that we really love to see get adopted. And, you know, the normal age of these animals that come out are about a year old. You know, they've lost that puppy look. They've become destructive or whatever. And that's so sad because it's lack of training is what it is.
Lack of love.
It's sad to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Becky, thanks for being with us today. Hope we can make a love connection with some of these pups and kitties. And we love having you on here to tell us about it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.